Welcome to episode 50 of the Llama Buddy Podcast, your source for Fortnite news with me, your Llama Buddy. This weekend, there's not a lot of news, other than the fact that it looks like there's a new Drift skin coming to the game. Fortnite posted some things about Drift trying to escape a hunter on Twitter, and that leads me to conclude that Drift is going to be the skin for next month's crew pack. Now, the posts on Twitter did make it seem like something was hunting Drift and that he just barely escaped. Given the theme of this season and how it's the world's best hunters, maybe there's another skin coming too, whatever was hunting Drift. We'll have to wait and find out. Other than that, the only bit of news that I've seen is that Epic is still working on a fix for the superhero skin. If you remember, there's a little bit of a glitch where if you have a all-black superhero skin, you essentially become a living shadow. It may not be as good as Predator's mythic item for making you invisible, but it does have other advantages, like you can hide in a corner and still attack people. Well, like I said, there really isn't a lot of news, but it is the weekend, and you know what that means. But before we talk to the little buddy, let's take a moment to hear from our sponsor this episode. All right, it is the weekend, and that means it's time for the little buddy. That's right, he's back in the llama cave. It's the little buddy. What's going on, little buddy?
This week, I got to level 100.
What?
Yeah.
That's bananas.
I know.
Man, congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, I guess you can move on to playing something else now, because you're done with Fortnite. You beat the game.
No, I didn't. There's still next season.
Oh, okay. So we can wait till March then.
No, you can't wait till March, because then there's a season after that, and then there's a season after that.
Yeah, well, I bet you'll keep playing, even though you've finished the Battle Pass, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. What else have you been up to? So how did you finish the Battle Pass so quick? Because it hasn't been that long.
Just by, like, doing the quests.
Hmm.
Because the quest gives you a good amount of XP, and the Legendary quest, if you can get that done in one match, they can give you, like, two levels in, like, one match, which is a lot of levels.
Yeah.
In one match.
Okay. Seems reasonable. Are you going to keep doing the Legendary quests every week?
Probably, because to get the, like, crystal styles, it's every 10 levels, and that's a lot of levels to get, and the Legendary quest gives you a lot of XP.
Okay. Do you think that the crystal skins look nice?
No, they look kind of weird, because then it's like, man can cover in, like, purple, like, crystals, like ice, I guess.
Yeah, I kind of, I don't know, last season with the holographic skins, I liked. The gold skins were okay. The silver skins, depending on whose character they were, I thought looked really weird. Like, the worst was Groot.
Yes.
Silver Groot looked really weird.
Yes.
But those are kind of cool, because that was like, I don't know, like the holographic at least seemed like something very comic booky. And then the season before that, the skins that you could get,
it wasn't
it was the night skin, right?
Yeah, Eternal Night. As you went farther up with levels, when you turned on super level, more of the skin would become like the super level style. So if you had the black style, turned on super level, if you got to like the max level to get max super level, like covering the whole thing, you would be red and black instead of just black.
Yeah. I kind of like that more than this season's.
Yes, I agree.
Personally, yeah. But
and
I don't know, it's fun.
You didn't know when you were going to get like a big change too.
Right.
Because now you know, like, one level 120, I'm going to get Sapphire or Mancake or whatever.
Right. Yeah, overall, I don't know. I thought it was pretty. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a long way from completing the Battle Pass at this point, so I probably need to get on some quests if I'm going to get it done by the end of the season.
Yes, you do.
I do know. I've been mostly completing the Legendary quests every week, so I can just spend some time focusing on the quests, later on to finish the rest of them.
Yes, because I do have like quests from week 4 to week 7 that aren't completed.
It's true. Yeah. So, this week, we had a new NPC on the island. The Predator's here.
Yes, he is.
We have attacked him a couple times.
Uh-huh.
I feel like the first time we attacked him, we got really lucky.
Yes, we did. I agree.
He was super easy to kill.
Yes.
And I think that gave us a bit too much confidence the next time that we attacked him because, whew, he's tough.
Yes, yes.
I honestly think he's probably one of the toughest bosses that's been in the game since I've been playing.
Yes, Iron Man was pretty hard too.
That's true. Iron Man was tough.
He was especially tough if you just like landed in the garage. You got one gun, no shields, because they'd unibeam you and they'd repulsor you, which the unibeam did 90 damage, so you're at 10 health. Mm-hmm. And their repulsor did 20, so it's like 2 hits and they are dead.
Right. I think, though, it's the same reason that they're both so tough, in my opinion. Iron Man, you had to go into his garage or into like his office area, so you couldn't shoot him from far away. And the same thing goes for Predator, because if he's very far away at all, you can't see him. And also, he is so fast.
Yes.
Like, he runs around super quick.
Uh-huh.
And so those two things combined mean that you have to kind of get up close and personal to him.
Yes.
And he is really powerful if you're up close.
Mm-hmm. Because he'll, like, hit you with his claw.
Right. And that's like you were saying, Iron Man was tough. That's very similar to Iron Man. Because if you were close to Iron Man, he was like a little expert with his unibeam, man. He'd nail you with that thing out of nowhere, even through like a wall. Yeah. So.
And then he'd just repulsor you, and at which point you die.
Right.
So that's. But it was also hard because he was really popular. So you'd want to get him like first thing. But if you got him first thing and you didn't have any shield, you're probably going to die.
Right. So yeah, I really do think that he's probably one of the harder bosses that's been in the game. And I don't know, his mythic is really good.
Yes, it is, turning you invisible for 30 seconds.
But I don't know. I feel like it's useful, but also I feel like it's one of those things that seems more powerful than it really is.
Yes, I agree.
Because it doesn't really help you in a fight.
No.
You're not going to, like, it doesn't, like, deploy fast enough for you to be able to, like, use it to escape. And it doesn't give you, like, an advantage of, like, speed.
No, it doesn't make you fast like Predator.
Right. And, like, I'm just thinking about, like, Jules is a...
Grappler?
Yeah, her grappler, for example, would let you, like, escape if you were, you know, like, if you were against two people and you were by yourself.
Yes.
You could use that and get away real quick. Uh-huh. Stuff like that where...
Or Silver Surfer's board.
Right. Silver Surfer's board's a perfect example. Like, it, like, instantly deploys, and it gets you out of a bad situation. Whereas this one, it's really cool.
Yes, but you have to be in, like, a box. You have to be, like, they're not, you have to be, like, they're not being able to see you or hit you.
Right.
Deploy it, and then go out.
Right.
And they can still kind of see you, but with a Glapper or the Silver Surfer's board, it was just like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Like, gotta deploy and I gotta run and they don't got, and hopefully they don't hit me while I'm invisible and stuff.
And given how sneaky you can be with sand tunneling now.
Yes.
Which, man, this week I was so sneaky with sand tunneling.
Yes.
So we were playing trios in arena and you and the other buddy both got downed.
Yes.
Like completely. Yeah. Reboot cards. And it was me versus another trio. And I went behind a wall and I sunk down into the sand.
Yes. And they just moved away and they didn't know you were there. It was kind of crazy.
They basically ran on top of me. They were so close. It was ridiculous.
Yes.
But I didn't move.
Nope.
I kept my llama cool. I became one with the sand. And they left. And I popped out and I was able to reboot both of you. Yes. And that was awesome.
Yeah, it was bizarre, though.
But I spent way longer than 30 seconds in the sand. So if I'd had Predator's invisibility cloak, it wouldn't have helped me out as much.
And so. They could have jumped on you. Oh, really? If there was a person there and then killed you.
Right. It was, I don't know. It was a little scary.
Yeah.
Hiding in the sand. But it was fun. I don't know.
Yeah.
It made me feel good whenever they ran away.
Yes.
Because I am not the best, especially in 1v3. Ooh, it'd be bad.
Yes. You would be, like, dead unless those people were, like, trying to be friendly. And you just killed them or something.
Right. And I don't think they would have been very friendly.
Nope.
So, anyway, that was fun. I don't know. I think that Predator's Mythic is, it's okay. It's cool. It's fun to use. I don't think it's like super useful.
And it does not drop in competitive, actually.
Yeah, at least the one time we killed Predator while we were playing a competitive match, it didn't drop.
Yeah, probably because it grants too big of an advantage to the user on competitive.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
So, we've been talking a lot about Arena. Is there anything you want to talk about with Arena?
So, this week I did get to Division 3.
Awesome. Yeah. Same here, actually.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Like, once you get into the Contender League, I feel like it's going to be hard. Like, you might just stay in the Contender League to get some of the exclusive tournaments, I guess. Yeah. You lose hype when you play Arena in the Contender League. So I feel like you just might not play Arena, but you stay in the, like, Contender thing to get the special tournaments. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, I'm not sure. I know that Division 3 is definitely harder than Division 2 or 1.
Yeah.
The competition is definitely stronger, and we're not even to, like, you know, the really competitive divisions yet.
No, like...
We have a long way to go.
Well, we did get to second place in duos on Division 3.
It's true. We did all right. Oh, no. We've been doing a lot of, like, dropping in and not... and trying to get, like, being aggressive, I guess.
Yes.
Which I think is harder, but also is better practice.
Yes, I agree.
So that's kind of been our strategy. I don't know. It doesn't do great as far as the surviving a long time, but it definitely, I think, is better practice.
Uh-huh.
Well, awesome.
And then, I guess an annoying thing with Arena is they didn't add, like, a fourth or anything, which is, like, no hype mode, but Arena, like, still competitive and all that stuff. So you can just practice, like, building and all that stuff against competitive players.
Mm-hmm.
So that you don't have to worry about losing, going back into Division, like, 3 when you're in Division 5 or anything like that.
Okay.
So you can kind of practice Arena without having to worry about your hype and your divisions and stuff.
Right, but that's basically just regular then.
I know, but, like, it would be nice.
Yeah. Was there anything else that you want to talk about this week, little buddy?
No, I would not like to talk about anything else.
Okay, well, thanks for coming to the Llama Cave. I appreciate it. I guess I'll talk to you next week. And thank you for everybody out there listening. I really appreciate it. If you like this show, as always, you can tell your friends. And if you didn't, well, you could tell your enemies. It'd still help me out. Until next time, I'm your Llama Buddy. Signing off.